Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillment of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
Hallelujah. Praise be unto the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. They said I ain't going to get there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, dear God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Praise the name of Jesus.
Glory.
And the Lord said, He shall wipe away every tear from the eye. Glory, there shall be no more pain, no more sorrow. Hallelujah. No more hunger. No more pain. Glory to God. Stretch your hands this way and pray for me. Most holy high Father, I am your servant. Use me, dear God, as you will. Anoint me tonight, dear God, with the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, dear God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise be unto the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Give Him an offering of praise from your heart tonight. Hallelujah. Just based on what I preached this morning, I looked out among this congregation tonight during the music service. I ain't going to call it the worship service because the whole thing's a worship service. But I looked out across the congregation tonight during the music service, and I saw folks in the middle of worship and adoration and praise of God. They weren't sitting on their hind parts. They were getting up, giving God glory and honor, thanksgiving and praise and worship from their hearts. Hallelujah. That's why we come to church. That's why we serve Him. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. No doubt about it. Ain't no grave always churns this old fat man's heart. Churns his soul. Oh, I thought I was going to get up and crank that guitar down a couple of times, and I had to hold back because I needed to keep them strings on it. Glory to God. It was blessing my soul, and it was blessing my soul to look out and to see you worshiping and praising God along with it. But that song, what a day that will be. The whole time we were singing it, we hadn't been long started singing it because my mama requested it. And I loved it because it was an old time hymn. Hallelujah. It was just putting some decent music. Hallelujah. I love decent music. I told you that this morning. I don't like to go to church and it sounds like a dying calf in a hailstorm or somebody's putting a drill bit in my ear. I just don't like that. God loves it when you're giving him your best, but it gets on my nerves. But we were singing that song when Mom was still here. And when we put her in the hospital, I took my computer up there and I put the speakers on it. She wasn't conscious. She was in and out. She was basically in a coma for 5 days. And I sat up there just about every day, all day. And I stayed with her almost the whole time. And I would put on her favorite songs on that computer. I made a list, a playlist, and I just let it play. And I would sing to my mom. I would sing to her. And I could feel... I could feel the glory of the Lord in that place with us. But the one song I sang to her over and over and over again was, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved us by his grace, that he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, saints of God, what a day that will be. Hallelujah. That right there is enough to churn up your spirit. That right there is enough to churn up your praise. If that don't stoke your coals, somebody done poured water on your fire. But I'm going to tell you a secret. I've heard it all my life. If that don't stoke your coals, your wood's wet. That don't light your fire, your wood's wet. I got something to tell you. God can light your fire if your wood's wet. You just ask Elijah and all them prophets of Baal at Mount Carmel when they poured 12 different barrels of water on the offering, on the wood, on the altar, and it filled up the moat around the altar, and God sent fire down from heaven, and the fire of God burnt up the sacrifice. It burnt up the wood. It burnt up the stones. It burnt up the ash, and it burned up water. I dare you to find me one other place in history where water burned. That's the fire of God. Hallelujah. I was sitting there at Mom's bed. I was so exhausted and so tired. I thought, sure, I turned that off. Getting ready to, but I was sitting there at Mom's bed. And I was so tired. It was the end of the week that I had been there, and I was sitting there, and Renee came up and says, Mac, just go home and take a shower, get you about an hour's nap, and come back. I'll sit with her. Because I'd made my mama a promise. She won't leave in this world alone. I was going to be there with her. And she held on, and she held on, and she held on, and she held on. They put her in hospice 2 days after we got there. Oh, Mama and Daddy had a gallbladder infection. Got up at 2 o'clock in the morning and drove he was trying to drive his truck to a men's fellowship breakfast, which we won't have it. He was out of his mind, and he rolled his truck on 581. And I got a phone call at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. My dad's face pops up, and when I answered it, it was the deputy sheriff. And all that shot fear through me. They took my daddy to the hospital. They took out his gallbladder. And 2 days later, he was barely conscious, barely cognizant. And they rolled him in there, and it was on their 54th wedding anniversary. And they told him, you've got to make a decision. to leave her on life support or take her off. And I got a picture of that when he was sitting there holding her hand. And he was loving her so much. My daddy loved my mama. He didn't show it a whole lot, but he did. And he liked to dry it up when she passed. But he sat right there and he looked at her and the tears were streaming down his face. And he sat there for what seemed like hours and hours. And they finally come in and asked him, "Well, Mr. Taylor, what do you want to do?" He said, "I don't want her to lay here and suffer. Take her off." And they took her off, and it was 5 days later. I was sitting there with her, and Renee said, "Go home and take a bath, get a shower, get you a nap, and come back." My mama had laid there alive and hanging on. And I got in my truck. She was sitting up there with my mama. I got in my truck and was driving away. I got within 3/4 of a mile from the hospital, and my phone rang, and it was my wife. She said, "Mac, just as soon as you walked out of here, she passed." My mama didn't want me to be there and watching her leave. So she hung on until this old stubborn old fat man would finally get up out of there and let her rest.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
What a day,
yes, sir,
that's going to be.
Because
I'm going to see my Jesus.
Hallelujah.
But I'm going to see my mama.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to see my daddy. I'm going to see my mamma, my grandma, my papa. I'm going to see them. Hallelujah. All them that have gone on before me, I'm going to see them. You know what else I'm going to see? I'm going to see the more than 15,000 souls that came to Jesus during our ministry running across the United States. Hallelujah. I can't wait to see that, but I'm going to see mama and daddy and mama and papa and grandma and all them people, all them kids, all them grown-ups, all them teenagers. But the one I'm looking for, the one I can't wait to see and bow at his feet and take the crown of life from my head and offer it to him as a sacrifice, the one I can't wait to see is Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. This life is full of struggles, it's full of trials, it's full of torments, it's full of aggravation, it's full of, look at the news. Look at what shape our country's in. This life is a miserable existence now. But one day, we're going to be kneeling at the feet of Jesus. There'll be no more sorrow. There'll be no more pain. All tears will be dried away from our eyes. Hallelujah. There'll be no more hunger. There'll be no more pain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The one thing I love, and it also bothers me, there'll be no more tears in heaven. There'll be no more sorrow in heaven. That makes one point to me. That means if there's somebody here right now that I love, that I care about, and they've not accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior, I won't even remember who they are. There won't be any way that I can stand before Christ and remember my dear family members that don't know the Lord and not feel absolute agonizing sorrow. The only way I won't feel any sorrow for them not being here, for them going to be cast into hell for all eternity, the only way I won't feel any sorrow is if the Lord wipes away all the memory from my mind of who they are. Hallelujah. A lot of years ago, 40 years ago this past August, the Lord spoke to a lost, drunk, drug addict driving down 42 from the back seat of his car. like to have scared me to death. He called me out and says, I want you to minister to young people. I looked around, there wasn't nobody in there to be making that voice. And I thought, well, I've been drinking a lot this weekend, and I ain't had nothing to drink for 3 or 4 days. That's got to be affecting me. Well, saints, when I tell you I was a drunk, I'm not bragging by any stretch. But I drank from the time I got up all through the day to the time I went to bed. I drank while I was at work. I drank when I got off work. I drank when I went home. But when I was at Mama's house, I couldn't drink. And I thought, well, there's something wrong. I'm going a little batty. So I kept on driving. Then about 5 minutes later, I heard it again. I want you to minister to young people. I stopped the car that time. And I got out and I looked in the back seat. There wasn't nobody there. And I was beginning to get just a little bit shaken. Then I heard it a third time. I want you to minister to young people. And I stood there and I thought right then I knew who that was.
Amen. Yes, you did.
I had heard the story of Eli and Samuel. And how when Samuel at 7 years old went to bed and the Lord called him and said, Samuel. And Samuel thought it was Eli, and he got up and went to Samuel and woke Samuel up in the middle of the night and said, why'd you call me? And that Samuel said, I didn't call you. Samuel went back to bed. This happened 3 times, and on the third time he got up and went to Eli's bed. And he said, why'd you call me? And Eli suddenly realized what was going on. He said, that's not me calling you, son. That's the Lord. This time when he calls you, look, speak out to him and say, here am I. Here am I. And that third time that the Lord spoke to me and said, I want you to minister to young people. I said, is that you, Lord? He said, I want you to minister to youth and children. And I said, well, I'm going to do that, but it'd be a good idea if I got saved first. And I went to church and I got saved. And right that day on August 12th, 1983, I gave my heart to Jesus. And I accepted him as Lord and Savior and Master of my life. And I had my name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I've been serving him ever since. Now, sometimes I ain't served him as good as I ought to. And sometimes I've served him to the very best of my ability. But for all that time, his grace is more than enough for me. And all that time, I have served the Lord. And I have loved serving him. And I'm looking forward to a day when we hear that trumpet sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise, and those of us which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Hallelujah. And I won't remember a single one. I won't remember a single one then that's lost. But I ain't there yet. And I remember them right now. You know what else? You got loved ones too. You know who they are. You got loved ones who need somebody to tell them plain. You need to come to Jesus. Hallelujah. Because if you don't, who will? If you don't, who will? Who's going to go to my sister? Who's going to go to my other family members and tell them they need Jesus? Who's going to do it? Can I ask you a question? Did somebody lead you to Jesus? I had a young man. I was going to church with Mama every Sunday. I couldn't stand it, but I was going. There was a young man there had been freshly saved. His name was Paul. Every week, Paul would call me and try his best to lead me to Jesus. And he fought, and he struggled, and he struggled, and he fought. And I just blew him off. I was like, I don't want to hear this mess. But I liked him, so I hung out with him. But I'd eventually say stuff like, will you drop it? So I'm going to tell you what. I'm thankful that Paul didn't drop it. Because he led me to Jesus. He had a little help from the Holy Ghost. But he led me to Jesus. I'm going to ask you, did somebody lead you to Christ? You mean somebody led you to Jesus? Raise your hand. Somebody did it for you? Ain't it time you did it for somebody else? Hallelujah. Would you stand with me all over the house? I have some folks that tend not to like it that my messages seem to be a little shorter than everybody else's. I got something to tell you. I ain't going to stand up here and preach just to hear the sound of my voice. When I'm done giving you what the Lord gives me, I'm going to shut up. Brother Glenn thought that was the best idea I had. Because Brother Glenn, I have seen him worship right there better now. I've seen him worship the entire time he's been coming to church. When I said, when I get done saying what I need to say, I'm going to shut up. Brother Glenn like to have a Holy Ghost spit right back there. Do you have any lost loved ones? Do you have somebody that needs somebody to go to them and lead them to the Lord? I want you to do something for me. I want you to put your hands out in front of you and make a cup. And I want you to put them loved ones in that cup. And then I want you to march them down here to this altar and lay them on the altar. Can you do that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, dear God. Lay them right there on the altar. Lay them right down. Now ask the Lord to empower you, to embolden you. Hallelujah. Ask him to just pour out his strength in you and his wisdom in you, that you can have the ability and the anointing to go to them loved ones and lead them to Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, dear God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Call out their name to him now. Call out their name to him right now, this minute. Call out their name to him. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind together and I agree with every person at this altar tonight, claiming and agreeing together with them to see those souls added to the kingdom and coming to Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, dear God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, meet every one of these requests tonight, dear God. Hallelujah.
This afternoon, I just couldn't quit crying. Thought my uncle was saved. And I know that he's with the Lord. And that means it all.
Yes, Lord.
One day there's going to be a reunion. You hear me?
Yes.
You're going to have a reunion one day.
Glory,
get
glory,
them saved
glory.
While you're over here.
Somebody praise him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I asked the Lord, I would pray for him. And he would keep on. And God told me, when he testified to me, I went to Georgia and he testified to me. And he said he had gotten saved. And God spoke to me and said, that's Freddie's prayers. That was my grandma.
Hallelujah.
She prayed her children in. Don't you neglect to pray, because God's going to hear it.
Hallelujah.
He's going to turn it around. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Delaney, would you come up here and do the five-finger prayer for us? This little child right here blesses me so much. She's such a blessing. Come right here.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
I know you died on the cross for my sin.
I know you died on the cross for my sin.
And you raised again on the third day.
You were raised again on the third day.
Come into my heart, forgive me, Jesus.
Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus.
Make me a new Christian.
Make me a new Christian.
Amen.
Somebody glorify the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I don't know if you know it or not, but we had one saved this morning. Bless my heart.
Praise God, praise God.
I had a shouting time. Hallelujah. We're going to close out in prayer.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. A Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night. Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m. and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m. or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, hope for the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.